Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me say. Come on.
Well, welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E, Minister Carolyn, and Minister Enoko. Yes, join us, hopefully, join us weekly for a Real Talk discussion, dynamic principle based on messages, and worship to our God with extravagant respect. And yes, family, we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every given opportunity. Yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved. Welcome again to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning, Minister Carolyn. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm thankful that he woke me up this morning.
That he did. Good morning, Minister Enoko. How are you, woman of God?
I am doing amazing this morning. And as Sister, as Minister Carolyn said, and I'll add just a little twist, is I woke up in my right mind and all my limbs are functioning. So I'm excited about today's show. And I miss you guys. So
Yes, it's been a while. We miss you too.
Yes, so I'm excited about today.
Amen, amen. Well, I know you guys have a full-packed broadcast today, which I'm going to be in the background. I got a multitasking, as always, but we're going to be listening as you guys are going forward. Now, I know you had some guests. Do you have their phone number or their last four of the numbers of the ones calling in? I see an 818 number who's already dialed one. If you've been invited by Minister Carolyn or Minister Enoko, please dial one that we can bring you into the queue. Area code 818, last four, 7150. Welcome to Real Talk. How are you?
Well, good morning, Pastor E, and to the ladies. Good morning, ministers. It's Pastor Eddie Jones.
Hey,
Hi, brother. How are you?
Good to have you on board. How are you?
It's an honor and a pleasure, and I'm grateful to God. All I can say is what a mighty God we serve, and I'm just honored to be in the house with you. Wonderful, phenomenal ministers and preachers of God. Amen.
Amen. We're going to bring you back in. I think they have a subject that we're going to really want to get into at the end of this. But welcome again, and we're going to bring Pastor Eddie back on in a minute. Area code 909, last four, 0597. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? What's your name?
Hi.
This is Jordan Gansey. I am the president of the Youth Accountability Committee with Unity, and I was invited here by Miss Enoko.
Amen. Well, welcome
thank
to
God.
The network. We are proud to have you, and we thank God for your willingness to, first of all, lead and to share with those of us that are trying to get better and get more solutions in this time. Area code 909, last four, 3251. You dial one also. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm blessed to be here. And my name is Gloria Amaya. I'm the Vice President of Unity, Violence Incarceration Prevention.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm Pastor E. I'm kind of the button pusher around here. So welcome to the Now Network. We're so grateful to have you here, and we're going to back out and let Minister Enoko and Minister Carolyn take this interview, and we'll come back later, and I know God will give us some questions to ask, but please feel free to share and help us today to be better than we came. Minister Enoko, Minister Carolyn.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hi. Okay, so it's great to have both of you guys here, and I'm super excited about the youth, because so long we've been doing gang intervention, prevention, and trying to find solutions to problems, and out in the street working with kids, and never before have we had any kids step up to the plate and want to come on the broadcast and tell us about what they're doing. It's a blessing to finally have the voice of our youth on the line, not only on the line, but out in the forefront, in the front, on the front line, making a difference. I've been working with Chucos for a long time, And those are some awesome kids. We travel and we go out, so I know I've probably seen a couple of you guys around. But I'm thankful. And Ms. Yunoko, you could take it from here.
I am so excited and proud of these young youth. I'm proud of the work that Unity is doing, and I'm not going to take long because I want them to be able to have this space and time and to be able to talk about their what they're doing, their mission, their goals. But the youth in the IE with Unity, they're rising up, and they're ready. And so I am so excited with Jordan and her team, and I want you guys to make sure that you give a shout-out to everyone that's on the Unity Accountability Team. And Marcus and Gloria, they are brave and courageous leaders because it takes a lot to want to work with youth. It's a special gift and talent.
Definitely.
And so I am so, like I said, excited. Every word that God has to give you with joy that they have taken on this task, and they've taken it on seriously and intentionally, and they're in here for the long haul. It is not a trend, a fad. They Gloria and Jordan, take over the floor, and please let them know about the organization, how you guys came, and then talk about the IE, things that are going on in San Bernardino. So you guys are on right now.
Just real quick, somebody wanted to say hi.
Huh?
Didn't you want to say hi to Ms. Bo?
No, I just wanted to make sure that everybody.
Hi, Marcus.
Hi, how you doing?
Who is it?
Okay. And you have
Marcus.
A friend here.
Yes.
Ms. Bubbles.
It's yes. Ms. Bubbles.
How you doing, man?
How are you, Marcus?
You know, I love you.
Marcus, I'm like, he doesn't know Minister Carolyn. He knows Bubbles.
I was sitting back here jumping around, talking like, that's Bubbles right there.
Well, last night I found out that she knew who I was talking about you guys and going, and she said, Marcus Woods? And I said, yes. And she said, I know him. I said, what name does he know you under?
He was jumping back here. I'm like, I know her. Well, real quick, you know,
it's a blessing to have you, and I've always admired the work that Marcus has done. Like I said, I used to hang out with Marcus in Sacramento when we would do the survivors speak, and we were hang out at Ceasefire. So yeah, we go way, way back. I'm so excited for you and all the things that you are doing with the kids. I'm excited to hear from it. And you know me, Marcus, I always have something to do. So we're planning a march to the city hall. We joined the OG Bloodettes and the Crippleettes together with Mothers of Murdered Victims. And now you have the Unity Kids, and I'm ready to storm City Hall and do what we do inside of a gospel parade with Evangelist Renee Wright. So God is putting all of this together full circle. So I will be coming out to the IE supporting you guys. I'm excited. But I want to get to the kids, y'all. Come on.
Right. The purpose of the Youth Accountability Committee was designed by them. The kids wanted to slow down the violence and stop the violence within the community. And I seen these group of leaders. Actually, I met Jordan. She actually organized her own youth protest for George Floyd. And that's how I met Jordan. And when I seen her in her leadership position, I was just like, I gotta have her. She's gonna be a young senator and an assemblywoman,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when I seen her, I said, do you know you could be an assemblywoman? And she looked at me, puzzled, and she's like, no one's ever told me that. And I was like, what? So I'm proud to say her passion, her drive, her voice speaks volume. Very intelligent young lady. I'm honored for her to be the president of the Youth Accountability Committee. She is now a young legislator with our local assemblywoman. And that's going to be one of her many hats that she's wearing. But she's on fire. She's definitely on fire. She knows how to lead. I've seen her lead about 100 to 200 people. So she's unstoppable right now. And we have four youth on our committee, ranges from 14 to 19, because they're still youth. So we have a president who's Jordan, my daughter who is the vice president, and then we have a young man who is treasurer, and we have the secretary, and we have another young lady who is the treasurer. And they all have their duties. They all have the positions that they play, and they've just been doing Zoom calls every week and planning this event. So we're honored to see them actually lead. I'm getting tired, y'all. It's ready to pass the torch. So if the adults are not getting heard, maybe the city and the state will hear the voice of the youth. So,
most definitely.
Yes. Did we just hear someone say hello?
I think it was Jordan.
Oh, okay. No. Okay, so Jordan, go on and speak, and if you could share some of the stories of the violence that is going on in the IE, so people can kind of see, because when we say IE, and especially people think, oh, Rancho Cucamonga, Redlands, oh, it's no problems up there, you know. So if you can kind of speak on some of this, your passion and why you wanted to start this work.
Hi. So I first got started in working and planning events inside the community. Like Ms. Gloria mentioned, I planned and organized a protest in honor of George Floyd. And that event reminded me of many events that has happened in San Bernardino that just light wasn't shined on them. So I just took the opportunity to give the youth a voice, and I allowed everyone that came to my protest to I had an open mic for about like 45 minutes to an hour, and I allowed people to come and speak. And I got in touch with Miss Gloria, and she invited me to Unity, and then the Youth Accountability Committee came about. So we started working and planning an event to bring awareness to gun violence in the community, which is Peace in Our Streets Picnic. And so we've been planning that for about a month now, and it's coming up next Saturday. And recently there was a 14-year-old girl who was shot out here, and it just speaks volumes because I'm only 17, and that little girl could have been me. It could have been anyone in this community, and it's just sad to see the youth of this community have to go through this and not being able to stop it on their own. So I just wanted to be able to give a voice to them and allow and let them know that, like, our voice matters too, and what we say matters because we are the future, and we have to lead by example because we have younger youth that's coming up after us. So my brother, he also was not victim to gun violence, but he was going to the liquor store, and he had, like, his little motorbike, and somebody, like, pushed him off the bike and stole the bike from him. So it's sad to say that we can't even walk in our or go to a local store in our community without something happening to us, and that's my whole point with working with Unity is I want to see our community be as great as it can because I see potential in it, and it can be great. We just have to, it has to start somewhere. The work has to start somewhere.
I do want to cut in for 1 second, just 1 second. I am, like, literally in tears over here, but it's not tears of sadness. It's a combination of tears of joy. Because at last, what so many of us have prayed for is right here. And I've prayed for God to expand my territory. For so many years, I thought that I was supposed to do the work in my hood, in my neighborhood where I grew up and came from. And then it expanded to, you're not supposed to work with just bloods. If you're really, really serious about doing God's work and helping these youngsters, you have to work with the Crips too. And so I expanded there. And then I heard the Lord saying, well, if you just keep doing right, I'll expand your territory more. So then I started going on Facebook and I started working with kids in different states. So I started crossing state lines. But I don't have to cross state lines because San Bernardino is right down the street. And you hear the crime, but never once have I thought about the kids there until I just heard this child speak. And when Inoko called me and told me about you guys, she was like, when I heard them, I want you to come on a Zoom meeting. And you're going to fall in love with these kids. And you already have so many kids. And I have just fallen head over heels for Jordan because she's a stand-up child. And maybe just
thank
by
you.
Kids her age or younger from the bracket of 11 to 17 or whatever, if they hear her story, maybe more of them will start tugging at their mama and daddy's shirt like, hey, I want to go hang out with Jordan. Hey, I feel this way about gun violence, or I feel this way. So I don't know what I'm doing, you know, next week, next Saturday. I was just fixing to try to switch days to work with somebody, but I now know where I'm going to be.
Right.
And it's going to be an IE. So I commend you guys. And I just have to say that Jordan, may God bless you and give you all the things that your heart desires. And Marcus and I believe Miss Gloria, I am so, like, I'm serious, like, in tears. Everybody thinks I'm really a tough butt, but I'm a softy when it comes to certain things. And you guys, I am amazed, like, it's been right here in the palm of our hands all the time. I've done a march, like I said, Tuesday. And what we needed was these kids on the front line. So there's not going to be another opportunity that I'm going to be involved in something that we don't make a way for these kids and their banners to come out, because that's what the people need to see. They need to see these youngsters. When the kids rise up, Pastor Michelet said, when a woman puts her foot down, the kids will rise, the children will rise. And what she says has just came to play and with these children right here. And I can't wait to get off the phone and call her and tell her about this one. But there's not going to be another day that I don't put my foot on the front line that I'm not going to call Marcus and Miss Gloria and whatever we have to do to get you guys to the position where, hell, I'm ready to call the newspaper right now. Everybody I know. But I just wanted to say I applaud you, young lady, and your accountability team, and I will. And my team, I have an organization called Sisters Working Against Gang Violence, along with Pastor E. He's our pastoral covering. I will try to make sure as many of us are on your Zoom meeting and that you will have Pastor E. Don't everybody and their mama. So I'm quite sure that your voice will be heard on several grounds, and I'm going to play this broadcast over and over. We're going to try to flood Facebook with it, and let's just pray that people and kids start pressing those buttons so they could hear what you guys have to say. Okay, I'm done.
I think it's imperative right now that kids are out of school and they have a purpose. And since they're out of the school realm, they need to be in the community realm and start to know who their mayor is, their council people are, who is influential to change the nonprofits that are moving within the city. We need to get them more involved. You know, PlayStation is cool, but community involvement is where it needs to be.
So can I say something real quick?
Yes, sir.
Yes, you can.
So I'm sitting here listening to this lady talk about how she wants to expand her territory, right? So that kind of hit me a little bit because I'm from Watts myself, you know, born and raised. You know, I went to prison at 17. I didn't get out till I was 34. So half my life I lived in prison, right? So when I get out of prison, you know, for whatever reasons, whatever, you know, sent me to San Bernardino, that's where I ended up, right? But I still fight with myself every day about, you know, whether or not I'm doing right by not being in my own city, you know, doing this. Mm-hmm. But there's more people who've been doing that there, you know? So I feel exactly what you're saying. And, you know, I tell a lot of people that, man, it's better for us to expand and move out of our territory because we can help somebody else. You know, and if we're not able to get those gems to the people, you know, beyond our reach, you know, then we're not really doing nothing, man, because we got so many people in the city. We got so many people in the city doing so much. You know, it's time for us to expand and take some of that gold to the next community so they can, you know, get right as well. We can't say, hey, you know, San Bernardino way out there. You know, most of the people up here is from L.A., you know, so you know, for us to sit here and, you know, whether it's Chicago, New Jersey, Los Angeles, whatever, we got family somewhere, there's a route and a bridge. So we got to be able to, you know, like you said earlier, you know, we got to go beyond the Crip and the Blood and the SA and be able to kind of talk to each other because we're the ones that live in these communities, man, regardless of what politician you want to say supposed to do whatever, we live here.
Yeah.
So if we can't sit here and take care of ourselves without even talking about them, you know, if we don't have the capacity to do that, then we are in the death forever.
Praise God.
Amen. So let's keep the male voices going. Minister Carolyn threw me under the bus. Yes, Pastor E knows everybody. I want to say welcome to everybody. Thank you for being here today. I am part of a, and I'm very, very vested in the IE. I'm very familiar with San Bernardino all over. But I am part of a organization called the Dream Team, led up by a young lady, Yolanda, that it resides out there, and we do a public broadcast television show there in San Bernardino, and I've been looking for a youth voice to speak in that community. Now, I've been bringing people from Los Angeles, and now I don't have to go far because I'm hearing, the energy and the commitment in the voices today to say that I want to open up a door for you guys to spread in the IE. I have some avenues and some resources for you guys that I want to bless you with, and if the young ladies are interested in a place to voice themselves, the Now Network is going to open a door for them to do that here. We got a couple of open days. If you guys want a place to have a radio broadcast, we're going to open that door for you guys today, thus saith the Lord. So that's all I got to say. I got the resources.
Praise
God.
Sounds crazy.
Yes.
All the plugs you need, I got them for you out there too. I'm going to connect you with some pretty dynamic people out there that are out there in the streets that know the legal part of it, that know the street part of it, and that we can all bring this together to see some change. I'm ready for change.
That's
I don't know about anybody else. I'm tired of talking about it. I want to see some actual change go on, not just in the IE, but everywhere.
Yes.
That's exactly how the youth feel. We're tired of everyone talking and not seeing the change. And so I was sitting here, the whole reason that protest came about, which I'm so happy I did because it opened so many doors for me. I was laying here and it was late at night and I was up on Instagram and I'm just watching everything around me and I was like, I'm going to put in a protest. So I texted Rashad, and he's one of my mentors. I texted him, and I told him, he was like, whatever you want to do, I'm supporting you. So I started planning right away. So my mom wakes up. She walks in the room. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm getting ready for a protest. And she looked at me. She was like, no, you're not. And I was like, yes, I am. And she was like, you really want to do this? And I said, yes. And she was like, well, if you want to do it, I'm going to support whatever you want to do. So she wanted to see if I was serious. And once my mom knew I was serious, she got behind me, and I just started planning. I just knew that even if it didn't open a door for me, it could open up a door for somebody else that doesn't feel like they don't have a voice. So I'm just happy to see people support the youth and just support each other. And it's great to see the people of San Bernardino come together and do something greater than themselves.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
That is so amazing.
And how we plan these meetings every week, so you guys understand how we organize this, was the youth lead and we support. So this event,
amen,
from the second I talked to Jordan, she was like, I'm on the flyer. I'm putting a social media together. I'm doing, you know, it was just so strategic in what they were doing. I go run. I'll catch up to you guys. I ain't that fast, but I'll catch up. So, it's been an amazing journey with these young people, because I can only imagine what they're going to be like in 3 years. If they're already doing this at 17 and 14 and 19, 3 years is, they're going to be amazing.
And what I love about this is the right season, because with COVID and all, and we having to go towards media, and this generation are so media savvy, and so like Marcus and Minister Carolyn was saying about expanding their territory and being able to, you know, with the Zoom meetings, being able to invite different people down, to join us. And one of the things is that, like I told Minister Carolyn, is that it's right on time, and the structure, how well they're organized, everything that an organization needs, they're there. And then the leadership with Marcus and Gloria, and these kids are not just learning to organize; they have assignments that they're given. So Jordan, if you could share a little bit about the assignments that Marcus and Gloria may have you guys do, that I'm passing that on to other youth.
So Marcus has assigned us, like, basically homework to do research about history. We had to do research about, the first one was Route 66. Am I right?
Yeah.
So we had to do the research about Route 66 and basically why it's so famous, and really dig into the history of it. And we also get assignments that are for our event. So we have to branch out and talk to people and make connections, and also getting to know people inside of our community, and just being overall around leaders. That's exactly what they're teaching us, and that's exactly what I've been learning. So
that's awesome.
So some of their assignments fall into their duties. For each position, they have a list of duties that they need to fulfill, and it might be something like the vice president, the president coordinating everything, getting on the conference call, or we had a talk together about the agenda for the event, working a group. So we have, after we have our community chat on Zoom, we have our immediate, you know, team strategy chat. So it's been a lot of work seeing these kids, you know, put full effort, and you guys are going to be amazed on Saturday about the organization that they have structured for safety. You know, just safety with COVID, we had to keep that in mind, and respecting others' health, and we had to really put that into place, and these kids have been so amazing. So in San Bernardino, we have a lot of support from the state. We had donations given to us for masks, to gallons of hand sanitizer, local churches. So we really stand on our integrity of what we do in our community. It's unfortunate that we have a division of purposes here, but we stand true to what we believe in, and that's helping our community. And we reach out from Riverside County to LA County to San Bernardino County. So there ain't any region that we haven't touched thus far. So and that's how we maneuver is if there's a need and we have it, we're going to try to fulfill it. And with productive partnerships, purposeful partnerships.
And that's one of the things that, again, like I said, being able to show these youth, being role models. And I tell people, kids, me, they have enough friends. And as adults, that I'm really happy, and any adults that are on this call right now, is making sure that you are being a role model for these youth. And some people say, well, I'm not a role model. Yes, you are. We all have a responsibility because, again, these young people that are coming behind us, they're going to do what you do and not so much of what you say. And so make sure that every time that you're around a youth that you can pour into their life and that you're not subtracting and adding. And I had a chance to, you know, that you're adding something positive. And a couple of weeks ago when I came to Unity Youth Accountability to the meeting, I actually went to San Bernardino and drove around the neighborhood, 5th Street, by the bus station, all up in there looking at spaces that are supposed to be safe for kids. And like Minister Carolyn said, I was almost in tears because I was used to going out by Cal State San Bernardino or going to Redlands or going to Rancho Cucamonga. And just to see that the park, I mean, the grass was dead. I mean, just everything that you think a city would have, I mean, it was just taken away. It was like the life was sucking out of the oxygen. But these kids want to fight for bringing back the positiveness of San Bernardino. And San Bernardino, you know, not being known as the capital of murder, but as a capital of change. And so I'm really, really excited and prayerful that things are going to happen and it's not going to be a trend or a fad that these things happen.
That's
and so
right.
One of the other things that I'm happy about, and I am going to shout this out, is that it's taken a year. We finally got a chapter for the IE of Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice coming out to the Inland Empire. So Inland Empire is getting ready to wake up. And I know for me, like Minister Carolyn said, I lived in the Inland Empire, but I did a lot of work in L.A. and across the nation because I always felt like, well, they don't want it there. And it was like, you know what, they don't want it because you're not intentional. You got to push, and you can't worry about what other people think. And so you have to, whether the politicians are in it, the community, keep fighting, don't give up. And so everyone, I encourage you to make sure that you are, if you can't financially support, that you're praying for the youth, that you're praying for the IE. But that you're making that you are being part of this in some kind of way. And then I think we're gonna have posted the event, so we need to know the place of the event, and it is going to be a safe space. There's no violence. It is in a safe space. So if you guys can let the people know where the event's going to be, what time, and some of the things that need to be in order.
Before we do the info part of it, I hate to really just jump in. I got Pastor Eddie Jones, who is our president of the Los Angeles Civil Rights Organization. He is banging the phone to get to talk to these young ladies and this organization. Let's bring in Pastor Eddie Jones from the Los Angeles chapter of the Civil Rights Movement. Pastor Eddie Jones, good evening. Good morning, sir. Welcome to Real Talk.
It's an honor and a pleasure. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes,
Pastor.
Well, first of all, to the youth and to the ministers, I'm honored beyond words to be a part of your show, but just listening to you inspires me. Now, I'm on the San Bernardino Civil Rights Commission Board there in the city of San Bernardino. I have been for years. And I also ran the San Bernardino chapter of the Civil Rights Association when I lived out there. I'm in Los Angeles where I'm born and raised, but I run a civil rights organization. I just came back from Brunswick, Georgia, where Ahmaud Arbery was murdered. I led a march of 5,000 people out there. Then I was in Minneapolis with George Floyd's family. I led a march of 10,000 people. I've been speaking all over the United States for the last 20 years, and it would be an honor and a pleasure to participate in the activities that you guys have going right now. That's what this, when you say mentoring.
I'm sorry? Mr. Jones, what'd you say?
Pastor Jones, he may have, he, I don't know, his phone might have blinked out. But he did say he wanted to be a part of what you got going on. As a matter of fact, you're drawing all of us in. Now, I'm all over anyway, so I can't really be found guilty in that area because I'm out there, I'm here, I'm wherever the call is, we are there. But I really think this is a call for all of us to become more, and I like what Minister Inoko said, the example. I'm sick and tired of hearing people talk about it, so I know the kids are. And results come out of faith. If you don't have faith that's producing a substance, then we're really not preaching the right sermons or doing the right thing. So I'm excited to be involved with you guys. I'm calling everybody I know in the IE right now to get them connected to this. I know it's short notice. I want to ask you guys to come back next week and let's revisit this. We're gonna have a lot of people on next week that will be able to do something now. Taki Barra, she runs the Kingdom Kids in San Bernardino. And we also, as I said, have the public broadcasting network of San Bernardino that we do television interviews and shows there that we're going to definitely get you guys in once this pandemic lessens up a little bit. But we want to encourage you that don't neglect letting us know what you need. Don't think it's too much. Don't think you're begging. Don't think that you're hindering anybody. But we're here to say, if we can't come out and support you in person, we want to help you out in any kind of way. We may not have money. There may be a person that can send out flyers. There may be a person that can do posts, that can do all your stuff on Instagram for you. We want to be a part of that in this network. As I put out there before, get with Minister Inoko that we can get you guys on the network and give you a night or a day that you can have something weekly that you can really talk to the world. Pastor Eddie Jones, see if you're here. Pastor Eddie Jones, are you back?
I want to invite them on my radio show on Monday, on the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show this Monday coming up, if they have time to be on the show.
Yes, sir.
I'm down.
Okay, good. So Pastor E. Hamilton knows all about my show. He'll give you the information. Minister Inoko and all the ministers, I would like for you all to all be on my show on Monday, and we can all my people and all my listeners can hear you guys too, because this is a movement, and this is a movement that if either we're going to stand for something or we're going to fall for anything.
Yes,
we got to stand up for our rights.
Right.
So I wanna take this space to thank everybody right here, right? So I did almost 20 years in prison for a crime I didn't commit, right? I'm damn near in tears, bro. Like, from the time I started this, I wanted this to be able to expand for the youth to have opportunities, man. And that's it. That's all for me. You know, whatever their minds expand to and spread out to and want to build, I want to give them. Just hearing that, you know, my elders, even, you know, are willing to step up and give them that time and attention, bro. You know, I just want to say I appreciate everybody right here, man. That's, you know,
man, we love you,
Marcus.
We love
man,
you,
man. We love
Marcus.
You and appreciate you, bro.
Man, real talk.
I'm over here crying like a baby.
I think we all crying like babies. we all accepted into the spiritual gladness of unity.
Yes.
I tell you, this one thing that I've been preaching this since the beginning of the pandemic. If we do not come together, we're wasting time.
Yes.
I don't care what religion, I don't care what you got going on in your own thing. We can still work together.
See, I'm not here to I'm here to be an example of what works. Christian, being a believer of Jesus Christ works for me.
Yes.
I don't force that on anybody, but I also give an opportunity for people to see success by being a believer in Jesus Christ. That's what I'm here to do. But to force it on anybody, I can still work with the Muslims. I can still work with the Jews. I can work with anybody, any creed, any color, and I have the right because I'm a mutt. I got a little bit of everybody in me, so nobody can say why you're dealing with them or why you're dealing with that. That's my next book. What about us? I'm going to write this book, Pastor Eddie. What about us, the ones in the middle?
Amen.
The ones that got half white, half black. What about us? I mean, where are we? Where do we stand in these type of times? Well, where we should stand is right there in the middle where we are and make sense of what we're trying to do and say everybody deserves the right to live. Everybody deserves the right to be prosperous. Everybody deserves the right to be successful. But if we keep trying to do it this way over here and that way over there and not combine and unify, we're just doing the same old thing that's been going on century after century, and we're going to be twiddling our thumbs. I'm ready to see results. If you guys are down with me, let's push the button. Let's make it happen. Let's go in
let's see
the manifestation of believing in God, because the Bible says where two agree on anything on earth concerning anything, our Father in heaven will do it. Why are we not seeing results? I think we're still lacking the faith together, the belief together, and the agreement together. We have to work better at getting together on this thing. And if we don't, let's stop. Let's stop playing. If we're just doing shows just to get ratings and to say that was a good broadcast.
Right.
But if we're really going to be effective, we want everybody to leave here different than they came. We want everybody to be stronger than they started. We want you to be replenished for the things that you've sown. We want you to reap the harvest that you can go back out, not weak, not broke down, and not struggling, but have the power and authority of the Holy Ghost and of believers that support you to do what God has called you to do. I'm down. If you are, let's do it.
Pastor, we stay in the front line. We don't hide in no trench. We're always in the front line, and you're the answer to our prayers, because we thought we were alone in this battle. We really did.
Never.
You know, when we're out there and we connect with certain agencies, it's a few. We need many out here in San Bernardino. We need to clog the streets with purposeful people.
God sent the plug to you, because I'm going to plug you out there.
Yeah.
And I was already scheduled for 5 events in the IE this summer, which have been postponed or canceled because of the pandemic. But we're not going to stop there. We'll still come out and support you guys and make the things happen that we need to do. If it's on a corner, if we're still abiding by the social distancing. You know, I have a shirt that says 6 feet. We ain't got to tell people to get 6 feet. The shirt will tell you to get 6 feet, and we can just flourish the land with the word of God and with hope that people know. And this is what I've really been finding out from our youth is that they really don't think that they are deserving of the stuff that we say they can have. They don't think that they're good enough for it, or they've been written off. Well, they haven't been, but we have to tell them they haven't been and treat them that way. Stop treating them like they're, they're lesser than. Stop treating them that they don't have the same rights as you do. And stop treating them just because you have a few years on them. Well, we're in this thing together now. We have to see each other on equal plane that we can really respect each other. And if you don't respect me, you'll never be effective with me.
Yeah.
So let's shift some things.
And
I'm about to get something out of me. You better stop now. Yeah. You better stop now. Stop preaching.
One of the things I want to really quickly say is that, too, is with this unit, the accountability team, and the people that are coming to support, who are the adults, is one of the things that I really like and want to make sure that it stays holistic, is knowing that they're leading. And so they are the head. We are the body parts.
Yes,
I like to say that I want
to
make sure that we're mentoring and that their voices don't get lost, because, yes, we're all excited. But we have to remember that they are the head and the neck. We're just the arms, the heart. We're the body. And so, and one of the things is that we don't lose the ability to listen and to understand what they're going through. Because I know sometimes as adults, we've been through so much and we're just so excited to share. But we have to just sometimes make sure that our youth know that you guys are still the head. This is your ship. We're the crew members. Just let us know what we need to do. And I just encourage everyone to pray and to make sure that this is what you're supposed to do and that this is your part of your purpose and your plan, so that the youth can see that people are not going to give up on them, that they're not just going to jump on the ship and then jump off when things don't go their way. And so it's important that anyone that's going to be committed, you better get your running shoes on, your marathon shoes on. I don't want to hear about I'm tired, I'm wearied, I'm this. Because if it's part of your purpose, you got to find the motivation to keep going every day. So yes. I would encourage everyone to keep going every day, because we cannot let these youth down. We cannot be shady. It can't be about our feelings. It can't be about our feelings. And I don't want to disappoint them by saying I'm tired or I can't do this or giving up, because then they're going to give up.
I think for too long as adults, we shut kids up. That's been our generation of controlling youth is even our own kids, shut up, be quiet, go sit over there. But all they see is our emotion, and when we're passionate about something and they're trying to figure out why we're so heated about George Floyd, why are we so heated about the injustices that we go through, but not explaining to them this is what's going on and this can happen to you and what do you feel. You know, even in school, Jordan was saying the other day, you know, she'll explain to you how the teachers treat the students. It's very militant. They have no voice, and even in the classroom, unless they raise their hand.
That's right.
So, Jordan, you want to speak about that a little bit?
Yes. So, in school, most of the time, a lot of the teachers, it feels that they are speaking at us and like they're not listening, like they're not speaking with us, they're speaking at us. So what that means is like it's more like when we speak on issues or situations that we feel are important to us, it's more like you guys don't know nothing about this yet because you're young. You don't know what you're talking about. You haven't been through enough life to know about what's going on, or you haven't been through enough life to speak on these issues. But it's like we see it going on and we're witnessing everything. We're going through it the same way you are. So teachers, mostly they should be more aware of the things they say. Also, like in school, that's why when Ms. Gloria came to me and told me, like, you could be a councilwoman, you could be a mayor, you could be a senator, that wasn't something that's normal to me, because it's not normalized in school. They prepare us to go and do, to me, which are pretty, these jobs are needed, but they're basic jobs. You should be a lawyer, you should be a doctor, a scientist, but they never say other things, or they never tell us, like, shoot for our dreams. They always tell us what's realistic in their eyes. I used to always say I wanted to be a model or actor, and they would tell me, be more realistic, think about things that are going to get you further in the long run. And that shouldn't be.
Well, we need to change that. Please take a note of that one, Minister Inoko. We need to shout out and make our voices heard on that, because I'm going to tell you this, that was a lie. You have the ability to do whatever you put your mind to, and guess what? And support to do it. Don't ever let someone tell you what you're not valuable enough for. Know your own value, and let us help you grow in your value, that you start to manifest that. I'm telling you, I'm excited not just to open a door, but to assist you being heard. I hear the passion in your heart, and there's been a lot of wrong done. I've heard only about three things from you that you can really be upset about, that you can really be discouraged about, and I'm proud that I hear the hope and the joy in you, Jordan, that you're sharing that with the people around you. So I congratulate you and applaud you for that. But don't ever from this day forward feel alone. We got you, and we don't get tired.
Thank you, and we appreciate it. And it feels good for the youth to have people that we feel like we can go to that are going to support us. Because when we feel that someone is, they're not speaking to us as children, and they're like, of course we are younger, but you're speaking to us as humans, not as, you're not putting an age bracket on us and keeping that from us being able to speak. And I feel like a lot of my mentors, they always listen to what we have to say, and they always take into consideration how we feel about situations, and they speak with us and they speak to us and not at us. So that's something that's really big with the youth. Kids don't like feeling like they're being told what to do and what to think and how to feel. And a lot of the time that's what's happening. A lot of the youth is being told how to feel and what to think and what's going on, and when they're not being listened to. And that was my whole reasoning about, I wanted to be someone that the youth can look to me and be like, okay, she's speaking everything I'm saying and feeling. Even if I'm not saying it, I have someone that's saying it for me.
Right.
So that's really a big thing. That's so awesome.
That is so awesome. Well, Jordan, what I would love for you to do right now, if you could share all of your social media connections, your Instagram, your Facebook, whatever you have out there that we can connect our listeners to you. I know there's some people out there that would like to support you. If you guys' organization have a Cash App, you have the freedom to share that also here on this network. Before we hang up today, I want to share with you guys. Now, Pastor Eddie Jones Jr. was serious about you guys coming and being a part of his broadcast on Monday. That is the Eddie Jones radio show on Blog Talk Radio. I will give that information out before we hang up today. Do not leave without that information. But please share that information with every guest here. Take this time to share where we can connect and link with you guys. And if we miss it, we'll get it from Minister Inoko. But we're looking forward to the next Zoom call that we can be a part of.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. My Instagram is my name, Jordan Dandy. JORDANDANDIE. My Twitter is I am Jordan Danzy. My Snapchat is Jordan Danzy. Jordan. And we also have an Instagram account for the Peace in Our Street picnic, which is Peace in Our Street.
Okay, hold on, Jordan. Maybe that's other phones on here. Let me mute some other phones. All right. I think I've handled that. Jordan, can you give us that information again? Because it was blurry and we couldn't hear you.
Okay. My Instagram is Jordan Danzy, and I'll spell it JORDANDANZIE. My Snapchat is Jordan_Danzy. My Twitter is I am Jordan Danzy. And we also have a Instagram account for event, which is Peace in Our Streets SB. And we also have a Facebook, which is Peace in Our Streets of SB.
All right, good. We're going to definitely connect with you in that area. Anybody else have any information you'd like to share with the organization?
Yes, if you'd like to research more about Unity, you can go to www.unity with three E's, unit, UINT, three E's, .org. And then also, we do have a Cash App for the event. It's the $ Unity Speaks. And 100% of the proceeds flow back into the community. And also on Instagram, you can go to Unity Speaks.
Unity Speaks on Instagram too. All right, you guys will be seeing a request from Pastor E2000 on Instagram and on Facebook. Also, we'll get that connected and get you guys where you can use my feeds to share your information and promote what God is doing out there. Minister Inoko, come on back. Any final remarks in closing? Minister Carolyn, get ready for that too. You guys out there listening, we want you to be supportive of what we're doing here. This is the Now Network. This isn't just Unity. This isn't just Jordan. This isn't just Minister Inoko. This is the network coming together and saying we're going to support as one. So do accordingly in that. Minister Inoko.
I just want to thank Gloria, Marcus, Jordan, and you guys' whole team for coming and for standing on this vision. I am so honored, Gloria and Marcus. You guys have always invited me to things. And so I just want to make sure that whatever is desired, that it just comes, because change needs to happen. So I'm believing in the change. And everybody, let's get ready to roll up our sleeves and work.
Let's go.
Yes.
Amen.
And not only work,
Amen.
Just become knowledgeable and learn. And like Jordan was saying about, I thought about it. We have to give them information and things so they can understand. And life will give them wisdom. So we have to continue to speak to them, like she said, as human beings, because information is not, is very, very valuable. And when I've worked with youth and situations, it was always a lack of understanding why they did stuff. And I want us all to know our whys, why we do things. So, again, I'm so honored that you guys took out the time at the last minute to come on the show. so thank you.
And definitely get with Ministry Anoka if you guys are willing to come back next weekend with a little bit more informative questioning, a little bit more of an interview type of setting. I would love to have you back next week. And then also to talk about maybe some opportunities for you guys to come on the network. Minister Carolyn.
Yes. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much, Marcus. Thank you for your vision.
Yes.
It's an honor for me to be with like-minded people that have the same vision that I've had. And I want you to know, brother, that you are right where you're supposed to be. And just hearing you say that and hearing you say that you're in tears, I know your struggle and I know your walk. I've heard your story many of times, and I've walked in the trenches with you. That's something that nobody on this line, you know, didn't even know about. I applaud and I appreciate you, Jordan, from the bottom of my heart. I have nephews and nieces, and we've all, I'm thinking back to things that I've said to them. And a lot of, this is also the Raw and Uncut show, and a lot of times people will shoot the kids off, like, get your bad ass away from me, or you know, just something that we should not say, or you, like Jordan said, you don't know what you're talking about. I was once that kid, and my dad used to just tell me, I just don't want you to be dumb and ignorant like me. Well, if you don't want me to be dumb and ignorant like you, why you keep acting dumb and ignorant around me? You know, so it's like so many things are going around in my head. And when Inoko called me yesterday, it's like I just got silent and listened, and she probably thought I wasn't paying attention, but I was trying to suck in everything she was saying, and I was like, okay, get them on the line, and let's see if we – I said, this is some last-minute stuff, and Pastor, you don't like last-minute stuff, but – just see if we could get them on the line. She goes, I'll hang up and I'll call back. So I snuck it in on Pastor E. And I texted him. And I was like, okay, talk to you in the morning. Good night. You know, because I didn't want to hear his feedback.
Yes, he did.
Then
yes,
at 6 o'clock this morning, I got a, okay. Like, I knew he was in his mind, like, here she go again. But I thank my pastor, and I love him so much for always being like God is an on-time God. He's an on-time pastor. It's like whatever he could do to help, it's like no matter what it is, he's there. So I thank God for placing people in a position that could help out when I call them. And for me, for all of us grown adults, like God is really using us. Some of my tears are because, like, look, Bubbles, here you go again. Here you go helping somebody to do what they need, that they, not what they want to do, but what they need to do to make a difference. So we all have a hand in this, but the bigger hand right now is Jordan's.
That's right.
So I applaud you, baby girl, and my prayers from this point on out is going to be with not just Jordan, but her whole crew. the other youngsters, the rest of the accountability team. And prayerfully, next week, I heard somebody said they were too shy to come on the line. Yeah, I heard a little bit about y'all accountability team. I know a little bit. But I want the shy one to come on and talk and some more of the kids to get to know Pastor Ian and Pastor Eddie Jones and myself. And I love you, Marcus and Gloria, and what you're doing is awesome. It's awesome. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes.
And we will be in peace in our streets on July 18th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. I don't think we're gonna be there the whole 5 hours, but I definitely will be there on the front end.
I don't know if you guys have entertainment going on.
I don't know. Yes, want entertainment? You better get at me. I might can bring a couple of rappers out there. And like to say,
we got a DJ, so you're more than welcome. And then I could send you the agenda. We have a formal agenda, and you could just plug yourself in wherever you fit.
Please give them my cell number, and we're gonna make our way out there on the 18th, guaranteed next week.
Thank you.
Yeah, I see. I'm already on Jordan's page. She ain't got much, but I'm seeing the stuff she do have.
I know. I have to start posting more things now. Now that I have all this attention, I will be posting more on my Instagram.
Amen. All right, cool. All right, guys. Well, I want to pray us out of here. I thank everybody for coming on board. The doors are open for next week. We are going to be youth orientated next week. Don't forget the Eddie Jones radio show. Let me give you that information before we hang up. Hold on, I was about to forget. I got so much going on here. All right, yes. The Eddie Jones radio show is Monday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. That is on Blog Talk Radio. You can call 646-787-8064, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and search Eddie Jones Jr. _ production. Again, Eddie Jones Jr. _ production. And this network is daily. We're looking forward to see God grow what he's doing here on the network, and we thank you all for being here today. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just submit and humble ourselves before you and say thank you. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for obedience, Lord, and thank you for the yes to come, the yes to speak, the yes to listen, but now the yes to do. We thank you, Lord, that it's not about agenda, it's not about numbers, it's not about our own self, but, Lord, that your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we thank you for Jordan. We thank you for Unity Speaks, Lord. We thank you for Marcus. We thank you for the whole team that they have come to connect with us, that as we connect with them, Lord, we become stronger, we become more dedicated, and more willing to go the next extra mile that you're calling us to. Give us everything we need to go forward. No lack, no want, no need comes before us that we cannot feel because of your glory and because of your honor. We give it to you today. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Everything we do is because of you, because you are the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the first and last, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ, we praise you. And in that name, the whole church said amen. Let the church say amen. No, I'm not going to sing today.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody lift your hand.
Iconic figures, the people praise them, they stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like cracks and gators, found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to in the day of trouble, and will we blow it like hot food? It's all official, nobody's greater but Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, yeah. The Son Christ, the King of Kings, and He's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven He came down.